Well, illegal logging is an immensely profitable global activity linked to corruption, human rights abuses, criminal networks and environmental destruction. Australia imports roughly $8.1 billion worth of timber products per year. According to estimates from the Department of Agriculture and Water Resources, 10% of that comes from sources with a risk of being illegally logged. Yet the federal government is currently considering significantly weakening regulations that prevent the import of illegal timber. Miles Herbert asked Dr. Beatrice Garcia de Oliveira, lecturer in the School of Law at the University of Western Sydney, why is the federal government trying to chop down our logging laws?
Illegal logging is defined under the Act as any activity that is against the laws of the country where the harvest, where the timber is harvested, is taken from. So if logging in those countries where the timber is harvested is against the laws of the country, then it's defined as illegal logging. Okay. So in practice, it means, for example, that timber is taken in areas where they shouldn't haven't been taken from, for example, in protected areas, or when timber is taken without the licenses or without a management plan, or really any activity that goes against the laws of the country where the timber is coming from.
And how widespread is illegal logging?
So illegal logging is a very widespread problem. It's a global problem, actually. So we have recent studies showing that it's the third largest global crime, just after counterfeiting and drug trafficking. So it's an activity that happens everywhere. And in terms of value, you know, sometimes, yeah, billions or sometimes even trillions of dollars. So it's something that is really quite profitable and something quite big, actually.
And why do we have these laws in the first place? What do they protect against? Why do we have laws that protect against illegal logging?
Okay, so well, we have those laws that have been adopted in developed countries. So Australia is one country, but there are other developed countries that have also adopted those laws to prevent illegal logging from coming from producer countries that are normally developing countries, okay? So, for example, in Europe, we have the European Timber Regulation. In the US, we have regulation that is called the US Lacey Act. So the idea and the objective of those regulations is to stop to preventing illegal timber from coming into their markets.
So it's like to protect forests, not just in Australia, but also forests and land clearing in other countries.
That's right, yes. One issue that we have here in Australia is that this Illegal Logging Prohibition Act of 2012 has never really been fully implemented. And this is because since the start of the Act, since it was came into force, the government adopted something called soft start period. So it means that businesses are not being imposed penalties for not complying with the Act. So it means in practice that the Act has not been fully implemented, and it's still the case, you know. So when we compare the regulation in Australia with other laws, for example, in Europe or in the United States, the difference is that in Australia, we are not really implementing the law yet. So that's one of the problems, yes.
Why doesn't the government enforce it?
Because, there has been a discussion since the beginning of the law, actually, that the law will be very costly and very hard for businesses, especially small businesses, to comply with. So in Australia, we have been discussing about ways to make it simpler and cheaper for businesses to comply with the law. And because this discussion is still going on, the government decided to have this called soft start period so that businesses don't have to comply with the law until we have those changes that we might introduce to the law. The onus of complying with the law will be mostly on businesses. And this is a very important point because what I see is that for this law to be really well implemented and enforced, the government will have to provide some assistance to businesses, especially small businesses, to allow them to really comply with the law. So, for example, they have one requirement where they have to prove that the timber is legally sourced from countries where they are importing the timber from. And this is something hard for businesses to do, especially small businesses. So the government will have to provide, I guess, some assistance to make sure that they can really comply with those requirements. Otherwise, it becomes too onerous and too difficult for those businesses to really comply with the law.
And in Australia, in terms of moving forward mm-hmm. on illegal logging legislation, mm-hmm. yeah. are we moving forward or are we moving backwards?
Yes, well, my point is that ideally the law should be implemented so that these due diligence requirements should be fully implemented as they are. They should stay as they are.
Dr. Beatriz Garcia de Oliveira ending that report by Miles Herbert.